Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here, and we're continuing the halachas of Kiddush by day. There's a minhag in Klal Yisrael that after Kiddush, to eat some mezonos or some kugel, some cake, some fish, some herring, and the reason is in order to add brachas on Shabbos. Because on Shabbos, a lot of times we have a hard time reaching mea brachas, 100 brachas. There's a mitzvah to make 100 brachas a day, and on Shabbos, where Yishmen Esrei has less brachas, only has 7 brachas instead of the 19, so you have a hard time reaching 100 brachas. Therefore, it's a minhag in Klal Yisrael to make extra brachas, and therefore, after Kiddush, before washing, they eat some mezonos, some herring, and to make other brachas. And the makar of this minhag is very in the Rishonim. The Darkei Moshe and Siman Reish Mem Tes brings down from Ma'ariv Zeruah that after Kiddush, you should bring something called a germeisel, and they used to make the bracha, barimim mezonos, and they made a bracha al hamichya afterwards, in order to add on for the meyer brachas. Some say they're trying to be yoytzer the shita of Rabbi Chitka. Rabbi Chitka held there's a chiyuv to eat 4 sudas on Shabbos. Therefore, they hold this is sudas Rabbi Chitka. But a lot of paiskim say you shouldn't say that because you don't pass like Rabbi Chitka, and it's a shita d'chuya. We don't tap a loch like that, and therefore don't speak out sudas Rabbi Chitka. A lot of tzaddikim and gedolim used to say this is sudas Rabbi Chitka, and taka that's where the Yishami kugel comes from because in Yishlayim we used to have a minig. They eat this kugel after Kiddush, so that's why it's called Yishami kugel, because that's where it came from. They ate this kugel right after the Kiddush. Now, the Shaila is the Gavir Bracha Achroina, like we threw him from the one of Rishonim that he made a Bracha Achroina, because really, anything you eat before the Suda, and you don't plan on eating that item in the Suda, so then benching will not patter that thing that you ate before the Suda, because that has nothing to do with the Suda, so benching won't patter. And the Mishnah Berurah says that a kubi when it comes to cake, since cake is a suffix of pas, it's called pas babakistan, it's a suffix pas. So maybe on cake, you shouldn't make al mechia and you could be yaitzu a benching. But the other things, itaka is a, if you're not going to eat those things in the middle of the Suda, so then the halach is, you're supposed to make a bracha achreina. And that's definite that lechatchila, a person should make a hefsik, a break between the kiddush and the washing, and therefore, he should make al mechia. Wait a little bit, and then wash. That's the best thing to do, because taka shayla b'ata bracha achorina. So if someone makes a kiddush right after kiddush, and then his plans are washing, it's better if he waits a little bit, and makes ala michya, and then, and makes nach bracha ala michya, and waits like 50 minutes, and then washes for the rest of the suda.